welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, FaceTime, where we're looking at the personal interactions that Jesus had with people in the Gospel of John. Obviously, there are many incredible stories in the Gospel of John, but we've been looking at these FaceTime moments, these one-on-one relationship moments that he had with people. And the big idea we're saying in this series really is that Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. So we looked at John chapter 9. We looked at the story of this man who was born blind. The disciples are walking by. They see him and they ask a question I think is relevant. Is this man born blind because his parents sinned? Is this something he did? What happened? And so Jesus said, well, that's actually not the case at all. It's not this man's sin or his parents' sin, which helps us in a lot of ways to understand why bad things happen. In other areas of Scripture, it's very clear that sometimes our consequences are a result of our sin. But that's not always the case. And in this case, Jesus is saying, no, that's not what happened in this guy's life. This guy was born blind because God was going to do something to glorify his own name. That's exactly what happened. Jesus walks up to the guy. He starts talking to him. He takes like dirt, he spits in it, makes it into mud, puts it on the guy's eyes, tells him to go wash in the pool of Siloam, and the guy does it, and he comes back seeing. Now, Jesus is gone by this point, and it happened to be a Sabbath day. People are saying, is that the blind guy? And like, that can't be him. He can't see. And then the guy's like, no, it was me. It was me. So they take him to the Pharisees, and the Pharisees are like, what happened? So he tells them the story. Well, they're debating. Like, because this happened on the Sabbath, and like, clearly Jesus isn't from God because he did this on the Sabbath day. Like, they're out of their minds angry, which is ridiculous, by the way. But, they're questioning this guy over and over again, and they're just upset. They bring his parents in. His parents, basically, they're threatening everyone. Anyone who says that this was Jesus' work or that Jesus is the Messiah, they're going to kick him out of the synagogue. So the parents are like, this is our son. We know he was born blind. We know he can see. Why don't you ask him what happened? He's of age. And so now they're kind of berating the guy. And this is what the guy said. It's an interesting statement. It's in verse 25 of John 9. I don't know whether he's a sinner, the man replied, but I know this. I was blind, and now I see. The story concludes that, you know, they continue in this argument, and they kick him out, basically. Jesus finds him and says, hey, do you believe in the Son of Man? Which is a reference to the Messiah. And, he said, well, who is he that I might believe? And Jesus says, you're looking at him. And this guy believed and worshiped Jesus. The whole story is a picture of spiritual blindness. This guy was born blind, and this miracle was going to happen as a picture of what happens to us spiritually. These Pharisees, who could clearly see, and they thought they knew everything, they did not see at all. They didn't understand. They were spiritually blind to the things of God. But here's this guy who's given sight. The very first day he's ever had sight in his life, one of the first things he's seen is Jesus. Isn't that incredible? But Jesus still goes to him. He pursues him and says, do you believe? In the moment that he believed and worshiped, he was given spiritual sight. He was made well spiritually. Two miracles in one day, really. Obviously, the physical one is the one that people are going to point to, but we know deep down that spiritually speaking, when someone who's not a believer becomes a believer, it's a miracle in the heart of any human that does that. That's the work of God. I bring it up because I think sometimes as believers, we want to try to convince others. We want to try to argue them into it and talk them into it, and we want to come up with all the reasons why, and I'm not saying those aren't valid to come up with good apologetics and things like that, but oftentimes we end up arguing with people. And I think we argue because we're just trying to get them to agree with us or try to not discredit what we believe. But what Jesus asked us to do is to be his witnesses. A witness tells what has happened. They tell what they have seen or what they've experienced. This man did exactly that. He says, look, I can't answer all your questions, Pharisees. I can tell you this, though. I was blind, and now I see. And that's a great reminder for us. So let me ask you something. In your life, where are the areas where God has been working? Because sure, maybe you accepted Christ when you were young, and you know, it's hard to tell that story, but where is he working in your life? Because if you're actively following Christ, he's working in your life, and there are easy things to point to of how he's changing you, maybe changing your attitude or changing your heart towards others or changing directions in your life or helping you become more like Christ. There are all these things that God does in us that we can point to and say, I used to be, but now I am, and Christ is the reason. Father, help us to be good witnesses for your namesake. This blind man who became someone who could see is a great example to us on how we can witness unto what you've done in our lives. Lord, help us to do that. It's in your precious son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take a second before you move on. I want you to think about that. Like, are there areas of your life where you're trying to argue people into believing? And what would it look like for you to testify to what God's done in your life? And maybe ask God, God, show me ways you've worked in my life that I could point to. Pray about that. Till next time, God bless.